Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am the home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Good morning, and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. My name is Kasia, and today I want to talk about how to add color to a room without painting it. Now, I know some of you may be renting homes, some of you may be just afraid to try colors, but there are so many different ways that you can bring color into a room. I'm not the kind of gal that likes white walls. That's just me. I'm not a white. To me, that is just not realistic. I'm like, I have kids, I have a life. I don't want this house to be a museum. That's not what it is. It needs to be full of life and color. And there are so many ways that you can do that. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, is how to add color to an otherwise white world, because it's, again, it's just so unrealistic. People, come on. I see all on Instagram, all this white fur and white walls and white furniture. And it just, oh, my heart just screams and just, please bring me some color. So that's, yes, I know I'm being very dramatic and, but, oh my gosh, I like warm colors. That's me. I love brown wood tones and brown leather and this gray, just, oh, too much gray. No. So if you agree with me, hopefully you will take my advice and add some color to your life so that we can banish the white. It just, white, too much white. Anyway, okay, so let's get started. Let's find, and I can talk to you about ways that you can add color, whether you love the bohemian style of decor, whether you love Tuscan type things, whether you modern, you know, kind of mix a couple of things with vintage, whatever it may be. And color is just one way to do that. So starting off with the furniture. Maybe instead of the neutral, boring colored furniture that they have out there, find something with like some pizzazz, like a blue jewel tone turquoise couch, or maybe just a chair. Maybe you don't want to go so far as the couch, but you have a chair that you want to sit in. Maybe it's your favorite chair. Reupholster it in something fun, like a, you know, like I said, a jewel tone sapphire, or an emerald green, or something like that. Maybe make it pink, you know, yellow, orange. And if you don't want to go so far as reupholstering it or finding something that color, then use throw pillows. You can change those out. Those are small enough that you can easily change them out when you get tired of it. Cover them up if you want, if you get tired of it. Or maybe it's just, you just have these standard pillows and you just want a pillow cover in one of those vibrant colors. Okay. So think of it as, you know, maybe it's a couch, maybe it's a chair reupholstered, maybe it's the pillows. Throw blankets are another great way to add color to a room. My two favorite ones are rugs and artwork. Those can add so much color and interest to a room because rugs can have, can be dyed in so many different colors. Whether it's blues, greens, orange, red, whatever, any of those colors that inspire you, the colors that you love to bring warmth into a room, rugs are a great way. Now, I know they can get expensive, especially the larger they get, but there are still ways that you can get and bring color in with rugs, okay? If you don't want to go the rug route because it maybe anchors you too much to down to one color or one bold color, then use artwork. That can easily be changed. Find a canvas print that you love the colors with. I have one that's a turquoise blue. It has like a yellowish beige flowers on it, like large flowers painted on it. I just love that blue. It's just very calming to me. Metal artwork, big clocks. Hobby Lobby has some great big clocks that come in multiple colors, orange and blue and green, you know, any of those, yellow, you know, just a punch of yellow on a gray wall, man, that just makes it just kind of like a sunny day with some clouds, right? And I love yellow, just especially on the front door of a gray house. That's just a cheery thing, you know? So while you may not be able to paint the front door, you can definitely add color with a painting, artwork, using books. Yeah, books, book covers especially. If you have a bookshelf, maybe it's a white bookshelf, but you find book cover sleeves that are in the colors that make you happy. Maybe it's a yellow, maybe it's an orange, maybe it's blues and reds, whatever it may be. Those are great ways to add color. Yeah, I know. Book cover sleeves. Yes. Let me think of what other things you can use. Candles, especially with candles in different colors. There's so many different dyes out there. I had another one. Oh, plants. Plants, green plants, flowering plants. Plants bring in the green calmness into your home, and that adds color to a white or a gray room. And plants can give you that color. Now, some of you may not be into plants and may not have a green thumb. I totally get that. I have somewhat of a greenish thumb, maybe brown, I don't know, but I have these snake plants that are these small little bud things that are in a little pot that I water once a week. It is fantastic. The only times I remember to water is on the weekends, and it's because I'm by the sink and on the weekends and working around the kitchen and stuff. And that's when I remember to water them, and that's how I remember to do it. And so they're still alive after a year and a half. It's amazing. I'm like, oh my gosh. And they actually have grown and one has sprouted a second little baby, a snake plant next to it is fantastic. And it sits in the sunshine in the kitchen, and it just brings me joy just to see that, hey, I actually have something that I can live with. But maybe you do, your plants just aren't your thing. There's artwork. I have things that I bought at actually Pier One, which I know Pier One shut down a long time ago, but they had this home decor, wall home decor that I have that it was painted. They're like look like little green rosebud buds, if you will, but they're just made out of wood shavings that are just curled into buds, and it's spray painted green. Maybe it was green when it first started. I don't know. But it's a great green floral piece of artwork that you can hang by the front door, hang in your living room, hang in your foyer, wherever. But there's many different ways to add. If you don't have real green plants that you want to add, have some fake ones. I have some other fake ones that are tall green grasses in a, beige pot, right? So that can add color to your room without painting it. So those are just some ideas to get you started on what to do to add color to your otherwise white or gray home, just to give you some life, give you some fun, make it your home and make it your own. You know what I mean? And if you are moving out of your home and you still need and you need help preparing your house to sell, I would love to help you with that with a staging consultation. You can DM me, send me an email, kasha@bluediamondstaging.com. I would love to help you get your house ready to sell so that you can move into your maybe your dream home that's not white. Whatever it may be. Or maybe because you're renting a house, you want to have your own and be able to paint walls, right? And add color to your life. So those are just some things, ideas to get you thinking along the path of how to add color to your room without painting it. So I hope you guys have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you later.